Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to talk to you about not questioning life, but trusting. When we last spoke, I shared with you that I had had a disconnect with the still small voice and with the breath of life. And I realized when I woke up today that the process of finding myself is continuing and it's getting stronger, and I'm just thankful. And what I was hearing in my heart was, don't question, just trust. And so the interesting thing is, before I felt I lost the connection, I was hearing songs in my spirit, and I was like, oh Lord, you know I'm not a singer. And so I did not write them down. But today when I woke up, that same thing happened. What I heard did not sound like a poem, but it sounded like a song. But I didn't want to question God, and I didn't want to question my purpose. And I know that when something good comes out, that it's not just for my heart, but it's for your heart too. And so I, you know, faithfully trusted that I was just supposed to write down the words, not question them, not look for meaning, not try to correct, just be a vessel. And so when I did that today, words poured through my mind, and they just like skipped my mind. It just came out my fingers onto my iPad, and it was just beauty. It was beauty, it was relaxing, it was calm, it was love, and it was just what I needed. And as I realized my connection had returned, I started to think of the void that I was feeling before. And these tears welled up in my eyes, and they weren't like tears that just started to flow. It was like a tear of knowing that I was okay and I was going to be okay. And so I just started writing. I mean, I just let everything come through. And I want to share with you what felt like to me a song that I believe was just placed into my heart to share with you this morning. And I hope that you receive it with the love that it is given. And then we'll talk a little bit more about what I think it means too. I am back on track. I heard from God and listened and let the words flow. It was a song that I did not sing. But I do want everything God sends my way. So I wrote it down. I refused the impulse to delay. I learned from my past mistakes. The words flowed like the Red Sea when God reunited the pieces. In a way, listening to that still small voice released what was within me that was blocking God's touch. My connection returned. The still small voice is still near, and it's in my heart, and it's longing for me to hear. It wasn't my fault, but it was my choice. I choose God again and again. You see, I don't know about you, but God is my best friend. Isn't that beautiful? Oh my goodness, that came out of my heart today when I woke up. And it was interesting because I woke up a little late. I've been fighting with allergies, and I itched all night, and I gave in, and I took an antihistamine. And when I woke up this morning, there was just this clarity and peace. And I was like, why did I suffer with that itching all night? Because I didn't take it until this morning. But clearly my body needed that rest, and I needed that peace in order for my mind to re-engage God's love. Isn't that interesting? He was always there, but I was letting the things in the world block my ability to see Him. I was letting my issues with the residual issues with the virus go unchecked. I was letting my peace of mind get frayed, and I was blocking God's Spirit, and almost in a way, refusing to hear it. You know, I kept saying to God, I am not a singer. I don't know why you're giving this song to me. That's what happened before the connection was lost. And so today I just said, I am going to be a willing vessel. And these things started pouring and pouring from my heart, and piece to piece, you know, this piece just came out. And so the next one I heard was, I Woke Refreshed. And I'm going to share that one with you too. I woke refreshed, renewed, and nothing bad am I willing to do. In my dreams, it all came clean. God said, don't worry about a thing. Be quiet in my presence and look for my direction. No need to search within. I am always here. Since the beginning and to the end, trust my voice, lay in my rest, do as instructed and be blessed. Praise God. Praise God. Because I was like feeling lost. And I know that when words like this just flow and I just allow them to come through my fingers, I don't have to wait and see if they're in my mind or see if they're in my heart. I just let them flow. And when I did that today, I just had these tears just stayed there. And it wasn't like my eyes were blocked or my vision was blocked. It was like a knowing, a truth had been released within me that I need to be in the right frame of mind to hear from God. I can't let things distract me. I can't question what I hear in my heart. I just need to flow with it. And so often I'm asked, you know, how do you know you're hearing from God? And, you know, it's a knowing, it's a belief, it's a trust. And it doesn't matter if someone else doesn't believe you or trust it or feel it or sense it in you. It's for you. It's from God. And so it won't be the same way that He may talk to your neighbor, your friend, your husband, your spouse. It'll just be an intuitive feeling within your heart where what you need to know is there. And you don't know how you know it, but you know it's there. It's something that's going to align fully with His Word. There's not going to be anything distracting you. You're just going to have a peace and a calm in your spirit. And so what I heard today that I want to pass your way is to just trust and believe that God is there in your heart and with you every step of the way. So if you find yourself, like I found myself, struggling with illness, being confused, wondering what the next step is, you just need to be at peace in your mind and trust that God is there. Allow your body to relax. Give it what it needs so it can heal. And don't let negativity near you. When you block the negativity that people try to bring your way, that the news tries to bring your way, that social media is forcing down your throat, if you block that out, don't fall into the rabbit hole of chasing it for one more idea about what's going on. And when you hear things that are negative, block them. If it's in a book, flip the pages past it. If it's in an audio tape, fast forward it. If it's something that is coming towards you, you don't need to look for it to find anything out. Trust that God is protecting you. Block the enemy's attempt to come near you. Don't get into listening to things that you know are not in God's realm of peace for mind. Trust that goodness is within you. Be blessed, be a vessel for God, and be at peace. Until we speak again, Have a blessed morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed, restful evening of peace. Feed your body goodness, feed your mind goodness and peace, and trust that when you release whatever the negative is around you, that your connections will return in full force, because God loves you and nothing can take that away. Be well. Goodbye.